Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Mario Alonso?
Yeah, this is he.
Thank you very much. To begin, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote?
Certain.
Certain. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1955.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Democratic, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. And the higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
0.
A Morgan Lamantia.
50.
Adam Hinojosa.
1 pass, I don't know.
Okay. Do you have no opinion or never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. What about Greg Abbott?
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
And last, we have Ted Cruz.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, would you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I would have to say approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
For Allred.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Gutierrez.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores, I'm sorry, and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan Lamantia.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read, well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. And we have a scale of not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one is supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
High priority.
A reforming border policy.
A high priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
A high priority.
Supporting South Texas small businesses.
Priority.
Is it a high priority or a medium priority?
A medium.
Thank you. Now, and last, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
A high priority.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
You said more likely and less likely?
Yes. We want to know if you will be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
And is it somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
Somewhat more likely.
And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
And are you a part of any WhatsApp group or do you only use it for direct messages?
Just direct messages. No group at all.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Not totally Democrat.
We have a follow-up question for that. Right now, we just want to know if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or what.
Yes, Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I think I would fall strong Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
16.
Okay. So a high school graduate?
College graduate.
A college graduate. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mario.
Thank you. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. So do you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.